Okay. That was great. You want to hear another one?
This is Ring Around the Roses. I like the Ring Around the Roses. This is in Chinese. Tam tam jin go fa yin, chao mai bang no mai yin. I better come back to it because it just left me now.
Okay.
I'll sing you another song, huh?
All right.
I'll sing you a Say Yup song. Well, my father taught me. It's one of his village songs. Ha kui toi, pa long song. Ha fai, ho fai kai. Toi yu ai, nui yu ga sai. Ai toi kwa, hem lu ho. Lao gang hem toi bu wo. Bu wo, lu yu yung nai cha. Tu mui yu gong ai wa. Now, let me think a minute, will you? Oh yeah. Tam tam jin jin fa yun. Chao mai ben no mai yun. Ma san go thai kai chai tai chuk hoi mai. Ngo m thai kai chai ngo thai ngo m nui thai long xin. Ngo thai kai chai tai chuk hoi mai. Mai ta kai to chien, mai ta san bao luk chien. Kong mai ta san bao luk chien, sik won go to do what the mother say, but she went to go watch the chicken.
Oh.
So that's all I remember. I've just forgotten.
No, let's come back to the weddings.
Come back to the wedding.
No, okay. Now, when you said that the girls would gather around.
Oh, yes, because they
before the wedding? And
before the wedding. Uh-huh. They didn't want the bride, to be to leave the crowd, you see.
Mm-hmm.
She becomes a woman then, you see. When she gets married, she will not be in the company of these young girls. So when the wedding comes, they all gather, all the girls of the community, and then they sit around the bed there and wail and sing, you know, to this girl, that's going to be married. And it'll be very funny. A surprise from the people. I wish Delbert Wong was here. Delbert Wong's mother taught me one song when I was a girl about the dragon, and it's complimentary to the bride-to-be. Do you want me to sing that first?
Okay.
Long an long bay, yao long mao siu a, long hao hoi, ma hoi, yao long lei kin a. 有龙苏两条，有雨雪八架，龙身下头，又有四只爪咧。又等你四边八边，又有贵人妇啊，又还有龙尾摆西，又王父母啊，摆东，又等你贵家人啊。 Please tell Delbert, I still remember. Me, but his grandmother taught me this little song. And I did have the privilege one day to sing that before a bride, before I married. The last bride that I went to, the last Chinese wedding I went to, I sang the song to her.
Oh, did you have any other weddings?
Oh, this lady was a very beautiful seamstress. Mm-hmm. She always wore the fashionable Chinese clothes. And when she closes these weddings, everybody watch what she wear. One time she was wearing a very beautiful black cape, long black cape over her Chinese gown, and everybody admired it. And she made a very nice gown from a very special material from Shanghai, and made this gown for this bride. And she thanked her, and this is what she sang. No. Ai, asama. Mama 你烏低龍鳳入貓尿啊，你入到貓尿，你要坐箭燈啊，嬸啊，你又耍起你貴衣，你就坐箭燈啦，嬸。我媽家中又淡薄小丫鬟啊，台上又粗煙粗茶，你又自便用咧，嬸啊。唉，阿嬸啊，你有心到來，你又坐近下啦。我又問得你好好問財，你都遊出賣咧，嬸啊。你又唔搞問財，你都搞禮儀啦，嬸啊。唉，阿嬸啊，你衣衫拎來，我多謝曬呀。我雨沙雨用，我又著過咧，我係未著過你嘅上海嘅綠羅啊！阿嬸啊 ，and they describe how she cut her gown， 你三肘菜上又似竹筍樣啊，你三腳菜上又葵扇樣咧，嬸啊，你又開領開上月咁圓啊！你又跪扭跪成，又是個官跪禮呀，嬸啊！你心事拎來，我多謝曬呀，我多多零落啊，嬸個大恩情啊！你呢主錢財，你唔過使啦，嬸啊！你都留翻買魚買肉保身期呀。And if she was pregnant, she would say.你呢主錢財你唔過使呀、啊，你一路翻坐月賣豬蹄呀、啊。And then she said， 你手揸桂花，嬸啊，我同你帶呀、啊，又等你行桂路咧，嬸啊，等你四邊八邊都有貴人扶啊，又等你門口種棵又銀仔樹啊，等你朝朝晚晚都落金錢啊。你門口又種棵又紅棗樹啊，等你朝朝晚晚都咁英雄啊！啊，係啊，嬸啊，我説過你呢聲，又等你萬樣好咧，你就將萬樣都咁英雄啊！唉，阿嬸啊，你有心到來，我多謝曬啊，嬸啊！我都説過呢聲，我唔説字啦。我大堂連夜，我灑水唔運啊！
That is marvelous.
Now, it's very poetic, you know.
Yes,
it's very poetic.
Right.
Now, this is one song that I just heard a few years ago. I did not know.That my mother sang this in response to this other, the bride-to-be. My mother had already married, and she went and sang this little song to this lady, to this bride-to-be, and the bride-to-be said to her, Ai, Aje, Amuya, no, Aje, when my mother's married, Ai, Aje, Ne ga sam, ya lau ga lui ya,你真心待我都總唔同啊 ！She said that she didn't cry a wail enough for her. She 佢唔係真心。So my mother said， 哎呀妹啊，我假心，我係流假淚啊！我心中唔苦，我淚唔流啊！天上冇雲，又冇雨落啊！我心中啊唔苦，我淚唔流啊。So she answered her that way.
It's very good.
Did you know what I said?
No. Could you tell it to us?
I guess more. She, as you said, you didn't cry in a real heart-to-heart crying to me. I don't think that you meant to cry that way. You usually, you really cry very deeply to me. And she said, I think, in other words, I think you're just a hypocrite, I suppose. But she said, well, if my heart wasn't in it, I wouldn't cry at all. She said, there would be no tears. Why is it not real tears? He said, when the sky has no rain, the sky no cloud, there's no cloud gathered in the sky, there would be no rain. So if my heart wasn't wasn't deeply in crying, there wouldn't be any tears. So that's what she said to respond to.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No. See, the Chinese, you said, you know, most of the Chinese girls were married by the Chinese custom, prearranged marriages, but you didn't.
No, I want to hear the rest of the procedure of the wedding.
Oh, okay, sorry. Yes, go ahead. I'm just forging ahead.
You know what? When it's just about the time they want to take the bride out to comb her hair, for the first time in her life, her hair is combed up in a knot that she becomes a woman. Before, when she's a daughter, she's a girl, they wear a braid down on her back, you see. And when she combs her hair up, that means that she's going to be a woman, see. Mm-hmm. And so they have to take her out to the front. There was the shrine, in front of the shrine, where there's chicken and pork and candles and palms burning, and for her to sit right there for this lady to comb her hair up. But she had a hard time getting the girl out because all these young girls around her would have these cord jars and jars of these ribbon, you know, cotton ribbon, and they tie her all up in knots and tie all the girls up, and whoever wanted to come get the bride, they cannot use the scissor. They have to untie all the knot before they can take the bride out to comb her hair.
Who tied the knots?
The girls. All the girls around her, around the bride, the young girls, their friends.
The young girls.
All these girls that are sitting around there singing, you know.
They're all tied up in knots.
Yes. Yes, they're all tied up in knots.
And so they have to unwind the...
They unwind, untie
the knot
to take the bride out to comb her hair.
Oh,
you see?
I see.
And the rule is that they cannot cut it. They must untie the knot, otherwise the girl said, all right, if you cut it, if they watch them, they cut it, they have to give them, the girls would say, well, you have to give us 2 cases of lychee, or 2 cases of this kind of fruit, or 100 pounds of peanuts, or whatever it is, you know. They have to ask for that. They have to give it to before they can get the bride. And, and the girls would have them, they're shared among them. Uh-huh. After the wedding, after the girls, the bride is out of the house, and they share all these goodies.
Oh.
And when they take this, after the bride goes sit before the shrine there, they comb her hair, and this is what she give her advice and tells this hairdresser how to comb her hair. And she said, Saw tau la ba mo la, ne yat saw tau, ne tong saw do di ma, nem ho lo fa yat tiu si fat an wo si hai ya. The quat cham tiu yut, ne tong yun wo yut a, oi lo fan say bean ngao ngong a chai ya. Just give her advice how to comb her hair before she's married. And then she comb her hair up. And then you wear a crown with large pin this crown on, you know, on her hair, mm-hmm. over her hair, and then they put a large red square scarf with money at each end, and then put over her veil, and the bridegroom cannot see her until it's ready to take the veil off. They don't know what they're getting. They're just getting a... And the hoi mean.
She's saying that if the groom is lucky, he'll get a pretty one.
Anyway,
but he won't know until he lifts the veil off.
Yeah, I wish you wouldn't tell. And then... When she wear that crown, she break a piece of this gold. It's a kind of gold glitter gold crown that's put on her, and she'll break a piece and she'll leave it on the shrine there, and she'll leave it for her parents. She said, "Wo gam yip di lao lo, wo lao lo wo de nương a, wo dang put it on there for the de nương." All the good things, the gold, everything, must leave something for her before she goes away. You know, the Chinese say when the daughter gets married, they take everything from the house. A lot of things are taken from the house. Like the mother, when the mother's crying, when the daughter's going out, the girl said, "Ay, Ama, 说，乜你养女养大，你又比过人啊，又拎起算盘，你计下数啊，你又计下一年，你女又使尽你几多钱啊？哎呀妈，你女死女归王，你唔好恨啦、啊，我又三七诶回魂，我同你见面啊 ，and she said， 阿妈 ，and she just。The wailing, the mother's crying, and it's just like a funeral. So when she goes out from that door, she's ride on piggyback on a woman, the woman that comb her hair. She ride on piggyback and go out, and then as soon as she gets to the sedan chair, or here in America in Fresno, we have. They call Gunyam chair, a beautiful carriage, all decorated in red silk, and Chinese lantern on each side. And when she's taken out piggyback and put her open the door to this carriage, but the minute she steps in, she must stop crying immediately. She's in a happy atmosphere. That when she goes into the groom's side, she must not cry at all. And so then when she's carried out and when she arrived at the groom's house, the groom has to come out and take a fan and hit the door 3 times. That's to welcome her to come out. And many times, the young men on the groom's side, when they burn the firecracker to welcome her, at the groom's side, there's his young friend would hide the groom. He cannot come to welcome the bride. Hide the groom for, oh, many hours. It's very, very, for many hours. And then when they said, well, I let the groom out if you give us so many cases of whiskey, so many cases of this wine. And they get it too. Then they release the groom. The groom come out, and then they hit the door 3 times. Then she is again carried into the groom's home. And when she go in the groom's home, there's always some attendant there taking care of her, and they cannot lift that veil until I don't know how many, I think many hours before that veil is open, lifted. Then everybody had a great time. They're just sitting pins and needles watching to see how the bride looks, you see. But, oh, what a happy time of the beautiful bride. When they open this veil, it's a beautiful bride. And then, when they have argument in the family, you know, and then the wife always have the last saying, she says, I didn't come into your house. You carry me in here. I didn't come here willingly. You carry me into your house. But anyway, I used to love to see the bride on after that. She's dressed up. Oh, it's beautiful. They call feng gun in Chinese. Beautiful, with all the pearls hanging down. And her garments so beautiful. They used to rent them from San Francisco, you see. And they have all embroidery. And the skirt is all embroidered, all full of bells, little tiny bells on these little flowers. She goes ling, 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 all the way wherever she goes, making a noise, you know, tingling, tingling all over. And I just love to see the bride. And that's the way they got married in those days. What else you want me to say?
Where was that toast? That toast thing?
The toast?
Yeah.
Oh, there was a little old lady over 8 years old. Oh, now she's that old.
Wait. Wait a minute.
We used to think 80 year is old, but now I don't think it's old. She used to go around and teach the bride the song, the wailing song. She knows a lot of them. She can't speak a word of English, but she speaks pidgin English once. You know, in the old days, the Chinese, very few speak English. very few. They would say, Sabe, Ma. When they say, afterwise, that bye bye, Ma. They say it that way. And I was very fortunate. My father spoke very good English. That's why he went, he was such a good businessman. He speak good English. And he used to go interpret at the court when he was asked, because a few Chinese speak English. Mm-hmm. I was very fortunate to have a father that speak English, mm-hmm. and my mother speak Spanish, and I learned it from her, mm-hmm. hear her speak, and I've learned the Spanish from her.
Now, how did your mother come to learn Spanish?
Oh, that's a long story. You still want me to go ahead? Aren't you tired?
We have about 10 minutes.
10 minutes more?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Tell us about your mother, Grace.
My mother? Well, you saw the picture. She was a very wonderful woman. She's a good businesswoman. She got her vegetables on the market. And you know, a long time ago, they used to roll your own cigarette, the Bull Durham. Who remember that Bull Durham? And you have to take your paper and roll it. But my mother thought of it. She said, well, everybody have a roll. I'm going to roll all of them up and fix it up and put it on the market. And she did. She got the whole family together. And she got lots of Bull Durham in a big pan every night and sprinkled them, you know. And then she make us all roll the cigarette. They have a little piece of jiak zhai. It's made out of a little small bamboo. And you put a piece of paper on, then you put your tobacco in, then you roll it up. And she didn't have to invest in money in glue. She'd break an egg and take the white of an egg, and she didn't have to buy any brushes. She'd go on the chicken yard and catch a hen and pull out a clean feather. And she made all these brushes, you know, for each one of us, and dip it into this egg white and make the glue for the the cigarette. And she tied up so neat, 12 of them in a package, and all in a package, and put it in a little box for me. Said, oh, Grace, is that many now? You take it up, you bring $1.90 back to me. And I take it out all these gambling houses, these big gambling houses. Oh, they just grab it because you don't have to roll it. You see, they're so happy to get it. This smart woman, she know how to market her product at her own home. She's not able to go out of the home. She's not able to go out to see people or go to the store or anything like that, but she make me do it. But this is what she taught me, though. I'm very grateful. She said, how long do you give an apak? What low die give a gong? How long do you tell me my you be nice and polite, people will buy from you. And always say hello, or good morning, or good afternoon. And she taught me all this. She said, now, she taught us a lot of Chinese things that stayed with me all my life. And she always said, be kind to people, and the kindness will come back to you. In Chinese, she said, ho samma toya na. Ho yao ho bo wa, chao yao chao bo wa, yo yu mei bo ne de xi san mei do wa. And that had stayed with me all my life. And I even tell my children that. I said, your grandma said that. Teach your children that. She taught me a lot of, and then this is one thing she taught me. She said, hoi kin yan na, jok in sam leng dia. My mother was very, very neat, very clean. And she always dresses nice, and she spent a lot of money on shoes. And she had little small feet, about three. She wore size 3 shoe. And she always dressed up when she goes to a party, you know. In the old days, when they have big party, they all wear the long skirt like she's wearing. You have to wear that. That is formal. That's Chinese formal. And they really like. And when they go send out invitation, you think one. You invite them once, you think they come, you have to invite them 3 times before they come to your party. And the hostess will stand there, you really have to lock some la la haya. They all have to do that. And the first wife out in the out in society, the first wife will wear a red skirt. The second wife will have to wear another color. And in Chinese society, you see those that wear skirts, they are the first wife. The ones that wear pink one or other color, the concubine.
So you could tell. Huh? You didn't tell us how your mother learned to speak Spanish.
Oh.
I'm persistent.
My mother speaks Spanish because my grandfather came over in the early 1800s, and he was panning gold in California. They had to stoop down, and they wore these old denim jacket, you know, blue denim jacket. The Tongan kids are Lui Jai Bo, and they wore these bamboo hat, and they sneak down, and they span gold, and they said, oh, it's too hard work. He said, look at all my countrymen, they work so hard, and their back hurt when they get at night. He said, I'm not gonna work like that all my life. See, he was a very determined man with a determination. He wanted to better himself. And he said, I'm gonna get me another job. So he went away up to San Jose. And first he cut off his queue, had his queue cut off. In those days, if you cut off your queue, you can't go back to China. If you go back to China, cut off your head. You get your head cut off. He said, no. He said, I don't care. He said, I'm going to cut off the queue. And he bought a nice black suit, a long tail coat, the Windsor tie. You saw his picture there. Mm-hmm. His picture there. He wore a Windsor tie. He was all dressed up like my mother told me. She said, I guess my mother got a little of that from his father. My mother said, 你出去见人啊,你穿件衫好好地啊, 先见老子,后见人啊,你扮得奇奇理理啊。 That you first they look at you, first they look at your clothes before they look at you. See, he said, fine feather makes fine bird, fine clothes make a fine man. Always dress nice when you go out to see the public. And Elizabeth, he said, 你屋企啊，食饭啊，你攞得盐食啊，冇人知道啊，你冇衫着啊，人哋睇见啊，唔知道你冇着啦。 My mother taught me that always be presentable. When you're in the eyes of the public, dress nice and look nice. And my father, my grandfather, dressed all up in his new black suit, combed his hair in an English fashion, a big Windsor tie. He went up to San Jose, he met the man, and he wanted to apply for a job. This man looked at him and liked him very much and said, all right, I'll hire you. So he's hired. He worked up there in the hills in New Almaden. New Almaden will have these early Spaniards, white Spaniards, settled there mining the quicksilver. And I remember when we were little, they wanted to entertain us. My mother had bottles and bottles, big bottles of quicksilver, and she would, not knowing that they were, she just takes them and throw a few pieces of quicksilver on the table and break them all up. And they say, see, now you just put them back again. They all come back into one big lump. And she would entertain us that way. But anyway, my grandfather went up there in this quicksilver mine. And when he was hired, he said, all right, all these Spaniards working here in the mine, mining quicksilver, you are gonna be the boss. You are going to be the supervisor of all these people. Can you do it? He and my grandfather said, I try. You give me a chance, I try. And all the Spaniards like him and call him Sam the boss. He was just a little fellow. He was not a very big man. And Sam the boss. And they all like him. And he got along. And it was there among the Spaniards he learned the Spanish language. And my mother grew up with the Spanish children, among the Spanish children, and she spoke perfect Spanish. She learned that even when I speak my Spanish, I go out, and the Spanish people say, oh, habla muy buena español, señora. He said, you don't speak high school Spanish, you speak real Spanish, because I learned it from my mother. So that's how she learned Spanish.
Uh-huh. Now, we need to end this program. What do you attribute, you know, your success in life to, Grace?
I think I learned a lot from my mother, as I told you, mm-hmm. how my mother taught me when I was very young, mm-hmm. how to go about in business, how to collect the money and bring it home. What to say and how to dress. My mother taught me all that, you know. So,
I forgot one thing. Grace has a story about her mother that is the cactus.
Oh yes, my mother can plant. Oh, her life has been her plan, and all kinds of life. Anything. She just loved her dogs, her cat, and her chicken. Oh, she raised beautiful
goose,
you know, geese. She raised.